Oasis Audio presents The Clue in the Corn Maze by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. Corn, corn, and more corn.
Isn't it amazing?
10-year-old Violet Alden said as she gazed out the backseat window of the Alden's rented van.
No matter where you look, all you see is corn, corn, and more corn. I like corn on the cob, said Benny, Violet's 6-year-old brother.
Iowa produces more corn than any other state, their older sister Jessie said. Jessie, who was 12, had read quite a bit about Iowa during their 3-hour plane ride from Connecticut that morning. Did you know corn is used to make lots of things besides food? 14-year-old Henry Alden piped up from the front seat. I learned in school that there's corn in fuel, batteries, detergents, and sometimes even clothes.
Really?
Benny wrinkled his nose.
Is there corn in my shirt?
He stared down at his T-shirt. I don't know if there's corn in that particular shirt, Henry said with a laugh. But I know that cornstarch is used to make the fibers stronger in certain fabrics. Henry was glad he remembered so much from the corn unit.
All this talk about corn is making me hungry, Benny said as he rubbed his stomach. We just had lunch in the airport, Benny, Violet reminded him. I know, but I love corn on the cob, Benny said, with butter.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to get something to eat soon, Grandfather said, smiling at Benny through the rearview mirror.